News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Gardaí are investigating attempts to blackmail young teenagers who were sexually coerced online for explicit images of themselves. And for more on this, we're joined now by Sergeant Dean Kearns, Crime Prevention Officer. Sergeant Kearns, you're very welcome to News Talk Breakfast. Can you just explain to us the background to the story? What's actually happened here in terms of what these young people have experienced?
I suppose it started off very simply. One of the young boys in particular, he got a friend request from a complete stranger. That started off innocently, but very, very quickly proceeded to where the lady itself in question started sending inappropriate and sexual images of herself to the young man, who then looked for them in return. And it happened very, very quickly. As I say, in the space of an hour, all this happened. And then all of a sudden, then the digital blackmail then started almost straight away then, where that third party started looking for money from the young boys.
Okay, so this was a scam, in other words, an attractive-looking photograph approached more than one young lad.
It's a complete and utter scam. I mean,
sent explicit images of themselves or of a woman and then asked for them in return. And when these young lads did that, then they were being blackmailed.
Yes, almost instantly. Yeah, that's what happened
and
in these cases.
Do you believe that this is now a widespread phenomenon, that young teenage boys are at risk? I mean, it strikes me as, my God, if you've been talking to somebody less than an hour and you're already sending explicit images, we need to up our game in terms of educating young people about the internet. But do we believe this is a widespread phenomenon?
Well, yes. Well, I mean, Europol delivered or brought this to our attention a number of years back. So we have just been following on this campaign, this awareness campaign, over the last 4 years. But it's not just in relative to boys. I mean, it can happen to a young girl as well. So it's for all parties, to be honest with you now. You know, so don't just assume it's a young fella. But in these cases that we are being aware of recently, it has been young boys that have been blackmailed in their cases.
And is there a connection between these cases? Is there something going on where a person or a group are actively targeting young lads at the moment, or are we just highlighting this by way of education?
Oh no, there is a group. Look, I mean, there is. It has been going on for a number of years now, and I mean, it is a pure scam. I mean, and the trend, the procedures, are and the way the case starts is the same in all of them. It starts with a completely innocent friend request, and then it progresses very, very quickly. And it's the same in all the cases. Like, okay. Europol brought out a video there a number of years back to try and educate people as to how this has happened. I mean, the people are doing it are living in a different part of the world. The images aren't real.
Yeah.
And we need to get that across to the young people. That, I mean, when they get a friend request from a stranger, who then progresses very, very quickly to send in inappropriate or sexual images, I mean, they should be looking at thinking scam straight away, and don't fall into this trap, because it's happened,
and
certainly in a number of cases recently.
So advice to young lads who could be listening this morning, or indeed to their parents who are probably appalled at the very idea of this?
Yeah, like, we would certainly ask them, like, not to share the information. Don't pay any of the money. Certainly look for help. Like, you're not alone. And make sure that they preserve the evidence. Don't delete anything. It is important. But it's really, really important to stop the communication with these people. Block the number and report it to ourselves.
All right.
And do that, like, we will be there to help them out.
All right. Look, thank you very much for highlighting that with us this morning. That is Sergeant Dean Kearns, their Crime Prevention Officer, Shane.
Really, really alarming story.
They're going to go home and have a couple of chats at home with the teenagers.